We didn't think you'd be up so early today after your big homecoming. I'm sure you were delighted to see the crowds out in the Diamond and Rafo last night.
Yeah, like I'm still shocked at how many people came out last night. You know, it was just unbelievable for me to be there and to say thank you to the people who really helped me through my whole career. And, you know, they never stop supporting me even if I have a bad time. So, yeah, it felt really nice.
I suppose it's really more important that they would help you whenever you are having a bad time rather than the good times.
Yeah, for sure. Like, sport changes so quick. You go from highs to lows and, you know, without people like that behind you, and you wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the Olympics. You know, you went 4 years ago, I suppose, very young. What, 19 at that stage?
My God,
did it pass you by then, or did you take it on board? And
Yeah, like, the last Olympics was kind of a whole different feeling for me. It was like, I didn't expect to get there. I wasn't expected to be there. And when I got there, I was kind of like, oh my God, I'm at the Olympics. This is fantastic. And, you know, when you get there, there's so many things at the Olympics that, you know, you get carried away in, like, the village, seeing all these top athletes. Everything there is free. You have a food hall that has just got hundreds of food. You've got free hairstyles. You've got everything. So, like, you kind of get carried away, like, you know, oh, my God.
Whereas, this is a holiday.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, whereas this time, you know, I knew what to expect. I knew what was coming. And I was able to focus a lot better this time than I did the last time.
Mm-hmm. And you stayed out of the village for a good period of time, although you did go in just to get a feel for it, isn't that right?
Yeah, we had a holding camp in a different part in London, but it was organised by Team Ireland, and it was good because, you know, when you are in the village, you do get carried away with a lot of stuff, whereas we were able to go outside it for a little while, do our training, keep really, really focused, and then just go on a few days before to be ready with all the hype.
Mm-hmm. So the Olympics, your competition came around, you know, tell us, say, a day beforehand, how you got built up for it.
Yeah, the day beforehand, I trained a little bit. I wanted to just feel my shot a little bit in the practice court. Then I just slept really well, ate really well, got ready, hydrated myself, and then the next day I was ready to go.
Call into the arena. What were you feeling? Were you nervous?
Yeah, definitely. First game, I was nervous because the hall was playing quite funny with the drift. In all our halls, there's, like, drift because it's so warm. Like, if you speak to anybody that went to the badminton to spectate, like, my dad and my uncle, they were just so warm. So they have to have a little bit of air con, but too much will affect the shuttles. So there's always going to be a small bit of drift. And, I was quite nervous going into the stadium.
And would you normally have drift, you know, in games?
Yeah, in big halls you would, but not a lot, not too much. So, like, we had trained there 2 days before, and there was none. So it was quite weird when you stepped out. You had to get used to it. But, you know, that's the same for everybody.
And did you expect it?
Yeah, I kind of did, because I'd heard from other athletes that it was there. And, you know, it was certain times of the day it was on, certain times of the day they put it off. So, you know, you could get two different games. But, you know, that's just the way it was.
So you're taking on your Egyptian opponent. Was it good that you got maybe a lower-ranked competitor for the first game against you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, it was nice to settle into the tournament with someone like that. And I knew that if I played well, that I would beat her quite comfortably. And I think I did in the second game. First game, I was quite nervous and kind of the big arena and everything. But once I got settled into it, you know, I think I played some good bumps in the second game, and I felt, you know, it really helped me for my second game.
Mm-hmm. Was there any stage in the first set in that first game that you were under a wee bit of pressure and you say, look, I should be winning and I'm not winning, you know?
I think, yeah, you definitely do. And I think the whole thing was, I was thinking about other things outside of the court instead of just keeping focused on the court, you know, it was the crowd and everything. But, you know, I think sometimes big occasions, you do have to really sit down and think, you know, what you're doing on the court. And at the break, my coach just said, Chloe, like, you know, you're not playing. You're not playing what we spoke about beforehand. And then once I got the tactics going, it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Had you a plan in advance?
Yeah, every game we play, like, we know the competitors quite well in the world, so, you know, everybody will have, like, a tactics that we'll use, but obviously you have to adapt throughout the game, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can only play as well as you're allowed in some cases.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So you have to change. So you won quite easily at the end up.
Yeah.
So then you're taking on your, well, French opponent, but Chinese competitor, and did you think you could win?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I believed I could win. Like, I knew going out there that I had a chance to win, but I knew also that I had to play my best, that nothing else would do. Like, she's a fantastic player. I've never beaten her before, so, like, but I felt that I was in really good shape, so.
You played against her earlier, didn't you, in the year? You gave her a good game?
Yeah, definitely. I lost, like, 17 in the third at Christmas time, so I knew from that, you know, she obviously doesn't really like playing me either, so, you know, I was really looking forward to it. I felt that I could get a good performance out, and, you know, I'd been training well, and I'd been watching her a little bit recently as well, so I knew that I had a big chance, and, yeah.
You played much better in that match than you did in the first. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, even though I lost that match, when I've watched it back, there's so many positives to take. Like, obviously, there's, you know, for me personally, I find it just extremely disappointed. Whereas, you know, I'm chatting to my coach and Bam's Ireland, they're saying, Chloe, you have to realise that you're playing at a level that is, you know, on the top of the world. But, you know, it doesn't matter what they say, you know, you're still going to be very disappointed. But definitely there's a lot of positives to take. It was a good game. It's just some, there's certain points that I can still remember if I just did that differently.
Yeah, but that's true. Look, it doesn't matter when you're beaten, as you say, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it brought it to a new level for maybe Irish people that are watching, because, you know, the first game wasn't particularly good. Mm. Well, it was good to a certain degree, but it really went up a level for that match. So you were saying, my God, you know, this Chloe McGee is good.
Yeah, like, you know, at that level, it's just fine margins. Like, there's just the smallest things, and it can go, like, 18-19 the second game, she hits a net card. You know, there was nothing I could do about that, whereas the momentum was all with me. So, you know, there's small things that, you know, could happen to me either. So that's just the way it goes. And, yeah, definitely, you know, the amount of people that realised how good Bampton is to watch and how exciting it is to watch. And many people wrote to me and said, like, you know, I've never watched Bampton before, but now I'm going to take it up. So, you know, even to achieve that is nice.
Yeah, it's a great plus for Bampton in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No doubt about that. So is it Lee Dan you call the guy? You know, there were some of the matches that he was involved in. My God almighty, the skill level, sure, it's unreal.
Oh, it is. Like, you know, Bampton is, there's so much to it. It's technical, it's tactical, it's physical, and like, you have to be mentally really, really strong as well. So, you know, there's so much to it, but I think that's what makes it so exciting. Like, there's always something you can improve.
Your French opponent, I suppose, that little bit of experience at the end, you could see the calmness there, maybe that that just the fact that she's been there, done that. What, world number one at one stage?
Yeah, she's former world number one. Like, she's been in those big arenas her whole life.
Yeah.
So, you know, I knew as well when I changed that my side of the court was way faster than her, so she can hit as much as she wants, it's not going to go out, but I have to really, really control my shots. And she just played it enough to make me make mistakes. Whereas, like, physically, I don't think she was better than I was. And if I could have just had a little bit more control, but, you know, I'll live and learn.
So you're telling me there was a difference in depending on what side you were playing?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
One side's faster, the other side's slow, so the drift would be going like this way, so the shuttle would be going way faster. And then,
So is that why she was letting it drop and was caught out a few times?
Yeah, for sure. At the start, like, she was letting it drop because she knew it was quick, like, and she didn't want to have to work as hard. So
right. Okay, so she was trying to conserve energy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I thought initially when you went at it as fast as you did. I got the impression that she was going to tire.
Yeah.
But she didn't really tire, I suppose. She allowed her skill and her know-how, I suppose, to prevent her having to run around the court.
Yeah, for sure. But she like, you know, she's been playing badminton her whole life. She's physically very, very good. And, you know, maybe even with if she's had some small injuries, all those years of experience, and you're still going to have a certain physical level. And I knew that, like, I knew if I was going to beat her, I was going to have to play smart and run her. You know, you can't just play it over the net because she is so smart. So.
Yeah. So that's all over. What's next?
Next for me is I've had the last 2 weeks off, so, you know, I'll go back training again Monday. I think I'm really looking forward to this stage getting back. And my season starts now, and the tournament last year was brilliant, and I just want to keep pushing on from that. You know, if I'm going to achieve big things in major championships, then I have to keep working and pushing forward. Like, the Olympics is just one step in the road for me. You know, in 2 years' time, there's Europeans, which is very realistic for me to medal at. So I have to keep pushing forward, and it starts now.
And you're looking forward to getting back into training already?
Yeah, like, I have to say I miss it a little bit. But, it's nice. Like, you know, I'm every single day, because I train every day, I'm just raring to go. So, you know, I have to take some time off, let my body recover and come back down. But, I think I'm ready to go again.
So going forward, you're going to be involved in competition around the world again, is it? The same scenario, the same circuit?
Yeah, definitely. But because, you know, from my games at the Olympics, you know, a lot of people thought I played really, really well and that I should be playing maybe a few levels, because I've been playing, like, you know, middle range tournaments in Bampton. There's different levels of tournaments. So now they want me to push in and try and keep playing with the world's best quite regularly and some more of the Super Series events. So that was pretty nice, and it's a very positive step, I think, for me in my career.
So you'll be doing new circuits, will you?
Yeah, some different tournaments, and we'll mix them up. So, you know, if you're playing every week against the world's best, you know, you're not always getting confidence. So sometimes I'll play the lower ones to get a bit of confidence, and then I'll go up again. So, yeah, I think my schedule this year is really good, and I'm actually really excited to play.